Plan B. One of the leading voices in the effort to educate and mobilize the general public toward a sustainable shift in the way we think and live is the former head of the World Watch Institute, environmental analyst Lester R. Brown. Brown says that we are in a race between tipping points in nature and our political system. In a bold attempt to head off the suffering of our collapsing civilization, he released a series of books designed to illustrate just how bad things were and how much worse they might get. The books all have the same title, with different subtitles, to show their individual emphasis. The first book in the series was titled Plan B, Rescuing a Planet Under Stress and a Civilization in Trouble, and it describes the red flag statistics that began telling us where we were already in trouble. His third book, Plan B 3.0, Mobilizing to Save Civilization, reflects an even greater sense of urgency about the dangerous trends further developing in our world. Since the time that the first Plan B book was published, many of the factors that were only warnings then have now become the reality of our world. For example, Brown identified how critical times in nature, such as the time when a species' population is shrinking, mark the point of no return for that particular system. Brown then described how a number of related ecological systems on Earth are approaching similar points today. One of the things I like best about the Plan B series is that it contains realistic action steps that we could implement immediately to address the issues facing us. Examples of these steps include, 1, designing cities that support people and the way people live, rather than supporting industries and commuter-based economies. 2, implementing features that can immediately raise the energy efficiency of homes, offices, commercial buildings, and public transportation. 3, establishing an economy based on a cyclic use of materials rather than the one-way linear model that dominates today. 4, making a shift in government spending, in the United States particularly, that includes reallocating a portion of the massive military budget for use in the building of new, sustainable infrastructure. Lester Brown's Plan B series is a sobering yet necessary assessment that offers the hope of action plans as well as highlighting the problems. Without a doubt, Lester Brown's work is making a powerful impact in the way we think of our world. For many organizations, agencies, and people, the Plan B series has become a Bible for identifying potential solutions. Social Change 2.0. Just as Lester Brown identified the important issues and offered viable solutions for the big picture of global change, David Gershon has done much the same for the institutions that drive such change in societies themselves. Gershon is an accomplished author of a number of consciousness-raising books, including The Low Carbon Diet, which won the Bronze Independent Publisher Most Likely to Save the Planet Book Award in 2007. In Social Change 2.0, he does a masterful job of drawing upon his expertise that extends from academia to serving as an advisor to the UN and the Clinton White House. From these personal experiences, Gershon has been able to identify the reasons why so many attempts to solve critical social problems have hit a dead end. It's because the solutions are based upon ideas that have proven to be faulty. From his perspective of systems theory, Gershon then describes how the social crises that we see today are the signals telling us we're being called to reinvent not only our world, he says, but also the process by which we achieve this reinvention. One of the many reasons I was drawn to Gershon's book is that, like Brown, he offers his readers real-world alternatives to traditional models of social change. These are time-tested and proven methods that speak to the needs of today's societies and the transformation they're undergoing. He shares examples of what he's learned in a way that could become a template for creating positive change in almost any social setting, from a small community to an entire nation. After describing his work in facilitating the positive conversations between local officials and community leaders. In a number of large American cities, for example, he shares meaningful steps for applying what he's found in a variety of situations. His principles and action steps include the following. Number one, making changes in communities that are relevant to people's lives. Number two, organizing citizens to take greater responsibility for issues like health, safety, and beautification, among others. Number three, empowering local civil servants to take greater responsibility and accept greater accountability for the changes that are affecting their neighbors and families. And number four, to design and implement whole systems approaches for community change. When something is true in our lives, I'm not surprised to see that truth show up time and again in many places. This is certainly true for Social Change 2.0. There is an overlap between many of the ideas that Gershon identifies in his book and the principles of Lester Brown's work, as well as the futuristic communities envisioned by innovators such as Paolo Solari, which are designed to integrate sustainable architecture with the ecology of the land the structures are built upon.